Today's daf in Masechet Brachot Yerushalmi is daf Yud Chet. We're holding right at the top of the daf in Halacha Hei, at the Halacha Mishnah. So now we're about to enter into problems of Kavanah. We were talking before about Kavanah and Kriyat Shema Kavanah in Tefillah, and here are specific cases that make it difficult to concentrate, and the question is whether you're allowed to read Kriyat Shema or Tefillah in these circumstances. It says the Mishnah, Ha'umanim, people who are being paid to do work for a balabayit, they are allowed to be korei kriyat shema berosh ha'ilam. And being as they're being paid to work in the fruit, picking the fruit, whatever work they're doing on the tree, they stay up in the tree, despite the fact that perhaps might damage a bit of their concentration. Or berosh ha'nidbach, if they're busy building, then the whatever level they're up to in laying stones, they don't come down to the ground in order to be korei. And they are mechaven as best as they can, as we'll see, in those circumstances. And this is something that is unique for Kriyat Shema. Masha'inan resha'in la'asot kein b'tefillah, because, of course, we have a greater level of requirements of kavana when it comes to tefillah. And tefillah, remember, requires kavana a great deal longer. We're over just the posek harishon, as we paskin is d'oraita, and that's what we have the kavana. As we saw before, most of the Shita was Aleph Avchen. And so when it comes to tefillah, the whole point is the concentration on Rachmei Shamayim, and that we're not willing, and that's definitive of the tefillah, and especially the kavanah of being Omed Bifnei Hashchina. Okay, so now the question over here is, the lashon of omanim is a little bit, omanim normally means some craftsmanship. And the question is, keni matnita, the correct gears therefore ought to be ha-po'alim, korim b'rosh ha'ilan. It generally doesn't require craftsmanship to have itinerant pickers. Whereas omanim, that are building, that indeed it makes sense to call them omanim b'rosh ha'nidbach, because they're being osik in a craft. V'tanichen, and in the Braita we find the lashon is ha-po'alim, mitpalalim, b'rosh ha-zayit u'b'rosh ha-te'ina. When you have a type of tree, such as an olive tree or a fig tree, over there, workers are allowed to daven. And here, too, we see that we're calling them not omanim, but po'alim. And b'shar kol ha'ilanot yored u'mitpalel lamata, u'masha ein kein, you cannot, on top of other types of trees, and we'll see why there's a difference between them, we are supposed to come down in order to daven. And however, the balabayit, where it's his own business, there he cannot be somech on the right to say his tefillat amida on top of a zayit or a teina, even koshikin other trees. Es the gemara of lama barosha zayit or barosha teina. Why is what's unique about the zayit and the teina? Rabab and Rabbi Simon tevei omri b'pnei shetir chutan meruba. The point over here is that it's very difficult to get all the way up on top of these trees. There's an awful lot of branches, and because of that, even though it may not be easier for you to concentrate there, but nonetheless, it's too much to ask and to waste all of the time of the balabayit so that we allow you to pray up there. There are somewhere medayik that the balabayit is also to do this, but it says he's only also to do it in terms of tefillah, which implies that when it would be coming to kriyat shema, even the balabayit would be allowed to be up in the tree. Tani, it says in the Braita that hakataf afa bishamasa akitifo, somebody who is carrying things, even though it's on his shoulder, areza korei et shema, since he only has to be mechaven in that one pasuk, so even though he's got things balanced on his shoulder, he can still concentrate for that short time. Aval lo yatchil, he should not start kriyat shema lo b'sha'ashu porek v'lo b'sha'ashu to'in. B'pnei she'ein libo miyushav. At a time when he's loading and unloading, over there he has to be very careful. So at that point, he should not begin saying kriyat shema, because it's difficult to concentrate even for that short period at such a point. Masha'in, benkach u'benkach al yitpael. Nonetheless, what we say is that you do not have an option in either direction, even when it's Sha'a She'porek or Stam, Sha'a She'nosei, to say Shmona Esrei, Ad Sha'a She'yifrok, until he gets it off of him, because tefillah is long-term concentration and therefore shouldn't be holding or carrying things. However, if he has a small amount that is on it, it's like a backpack, which is only 4 kav, over there it is not actually even noticed by a person, and in that sense he's not going to have a difficulty at all to carry it. Now, this is really not usually very heavy. Truth is, of course, that this is volume, but in terms of the weight, mashmos is you're talking about 10 pounds here. Omar Rabbi Yonatan, v'hu shishikel. This is only if the thing that he's carrying is even. He doesn't have to start, moving around in such a way. Well, what do we mean by shishikel, that he evened it out? It means train chokin achori v'chad l'kumoy, that in such a way that two-thirds of it is behind, one-third is in front, and that makes it easy to carry. Tani loyemer amez be'inav v'korei. He's not allowed, while he's being kore, obviously we talked about avsorka before, but he's not even allowed to move his fingers or his eyes or make a sign, a wink, or an indication of where to go or something like that. So now we want to talk about Birkat HaMazon in the same issues. So Tani, ha'po'alim sh'ayos imalachai tzol ba'al ha'bayit, and it comes time to say Birkat HaMazon, hari elu mevorchim baracha rishona. They make the first bracha, zanata kol, normally. V'cholalin shel Yerushalayim, the third bracha, which is Bonei Yerushalayim, is put by them together with the bracha on the Aretz, which is Nodalacha, al Aretz, and then their chotem, al Aretz, al Amazon, as if it were the second bracha. If they're not getting any additional payment for their work, and all that the Baal HaBayit has made up with them is that he supports them and feeds them in exchange for their work, or even if they are being paid, but the Baal HaBayit is there, and then they say a normal Birkat HaMazon with all four brachot, including Atova Mitiva Reyulu Mivorchim Arba. So in such a time, they are basically in a state where they don't have to really rush that much, because look, they're not really getting paid. And when the Baal HaBayit is with them, it's also assumed that there's this relationship that he has in sitting with them, that he's not pushing them in makbid on every last moment. Omer Rabbi Mana, Zot Omer Chasur Lasot Melacha B'Shah Sheyavarech. But that implies that it wouldn't be permissible to work while you were saying Birkat HaMazon. Because, I mean, Dilochein, if it wouldn't be for that, remember, Dilochein means the Imlochein. Dilochein, Ma Anan Amarin, what exactly would we say about how to understand the Braita if he could actually being Bevorech without losing any time in doing so? Ya'aseh melacha v'yevorech at the same time. It must be, therefore, that you're not allowed to do work at the time that you're saying the Brachot. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak b'shem Rav Huna, lo yamod adam v'yitpaleal u'min madbea biyado. A person should not be standing in tefillah while he is holding any type of coin, because that breaks your concentration. Furthermore, the itzer is only if lifanav, where even if it isn't in your hand, under all circumstances it would be aser. And if it was la'acharav, it would be mutter, as long as it isn't in your hand. Rabbi Yassin, when he had money and it was time to say his tefillah, ayat sororan v'tofsan biyado, he would wrap them around in part of his clothing and hold them during the tefillah. And that way, if he's not holding the actual coin, if it's wrapped, he's not worried about it's falling, and therefore he doesn't have to concentrate it on it, and he's not worried that somebody's going to see it and grab it. Lemidat hadin. Now, when it comes to the question of watching, in other words, your chiyuv min hadin to be a shomer on somebody's money. So there, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, since it says v'tzarta kesef biyadecha. So there, we're talking about that when you take money up to Yerushalayim, if you have pinyon of meiser, so then you should wrap it in something, and bilvad biyadecha. It has to also be in your hand. And that's the only time that it's considered to be actually shamur, and otherwise, if it was stolen, then it would be considered to be a pshia. a riot. And this is that Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven, Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven told his son-in-law, Rabbi Hillel, that that's the only way that he can be shamer and be considered to be doing a job of shmir and not being poshia. Okay. It was a ma'aser d'chizkin, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, that have a yetuvim b'charata, they were in a particular place together. V'havi gabei, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, preteen, and Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha was sitting, Rabbi Chia had some coins, and it was time to say Shmoneh Esrei. So ata tinta d'tzilota. And so Rabbi Yaakov gave the coins to Rabbi Chizkia in order that he should be able to say Amidah without holding on to coins. Rabbi Chizkia took the coins and katar purte le purte. What he did is he actually tied. So he tied one end of his vest to the other end in order to create a little pocket, and that way he was at least able to be tzorer the mo'ed based on the kesef and the pasuk v'tzarta kesef biyadecha. In the end, what happened is that the knots that he made actually became undone, and all of the coins fell out. And so v'sharton v'arak, they all ran away, so to speak. Arak means to run away. All those coins got away from him, sure enough. And Rabbi Yaakov saw that Rabbi Chizkia was extremely upset because he felt that it was his responsibility. Amar Leis, Rabbi Yaakov told him, well, you're anonymous, basically, Ma Biotcha, and look what you've done. You kept to the halacha of being tzorer the kesef, and therefore it's considered to be an onus. Now, we saw earlier that there's a halacha that you are allowed, if you're carrying something in particular ways, if it's not more than four kav, it's properly balanced, you're allowed to be mitpalel if you are carrying it. Omer Rabbi Chanina, afni. Sure, you may mavak tefo. If somebody was carrying something that was very special, he's carrying the mechatas, and this is carrying from place to place in order to be mitire from tumas meis, and it's on his shoulders. I raise a korea shmo mitpalel. He says Kriyat Shema and Tefillah with it on him, even though Hesach Hadat is considered to be a psul. In a case where you're carrying them, the mechatas don't become possible, despite the fact that your concentration is supposed to be on your Tefillah. So Rivuna asks, Rivuna Omar, Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, and Zirchot Kavanah, don't they obviously require Kavanah? And if that's the case, how could we consider that your kavanah in the tefillah would not be considered to be a hesradas from the shmir of the mechatas, which automatically leads to them being pasa? Another question, as Rabbi Mona put it, was kashaita kumei Rabbi Pinchas. I asked basically this question to Rabbi Pinchas: afil teimar et kriyat shema in etzer the kavanah. I mean, and even if you tell me, well, that's not considered to be hesradas, one person. But tefillah nitzrich hakavanah. I mean, nobody would possibly suggest that when you have concentration in the entire tefillah, that you're able to not be mesiyah b'atcha from the shmirah of the mechatas. Omer Rabbi Yossi, well, I basically set things up in such a way that they make sense, because kiyamti as mekayim the words of this din, this braita about the mechatat, because ka'adamar, as the way that Rabbi Yaakov Arachat said, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, that higiucha, basically, kishatim tzaloma, we say when you find what to say clearly. So you're to higiucha, when you get to the bottom of this sugya, you will see that basically there's no problem of eschadas, sof melechat hamayim. It's from the time that the water was already taken care of, as you already did the kiddush by mixing the ephra poro with it. And the din of Hesach Hadat is only from the time that you take it until you put the Efer Por in it. After that, there's no din of the Psul of Hesach Hadat, and therefore it's going according to that Mandi Omer, and we don't care. Therefore, even if you say Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, because there's no problem in it. She'inam mechuvarim. At that point, they do not require Levar Torah. So at that point, since you're completely finished with them, they don't have to be so mechuvarim, they don't have to be so absolutely clear that they're 100% done properly. And therefore, if you hold like that, Mandi Omar, it's got to be talking about where it was already mekudesh. And then everything works out well. L'chora, the reference over here to Dvar Torah is based on the pasuk of Lemishmeret Lemeinidam, because that's really where it's clear that there needs to be Shimur. because that's what Mishmeret means. And from there we derive the concept of Hesach Hadat. So since it says over there, L'mishmeret l'meinida, so the mashma'ut is that it's only until such a point, until it becomes actual l'meinida. Once you already mixed it, already there doesn't need to be a mishmeret l'meinida. And now continues our sugya with halacha vav. Other places where there's problems in concentration would be a chatan. So somebody is getting married, his machshava is truda, and he's patur mikriyat shema laila rishon ad motzei shabbat. So if imlo asa maase, so long as he hasn't consummated the marriage, he is very, very troubled and thinking about, you know, how is this going to go? And he's worried whether he's going to perform properly and the marriage is going to work out and so on. Once already he's consummated the marriage, then he becomes chayav in kriyat shema even before motzei shabbat. Maase b'ram gamliel shenasa v'kara laila rishon. Whereas it's strange that Rav Gamliel actually said even the first night of his wedding before he consummated the marriage. Amru lo talmidav b'matana rabbeinu shechatan patur. I thought you taught us that chosen doesn't say kriyat shema. Amar lahem, oh, leave me alone, man. Any shon me'alachim levatel mimeni melchut shamayim afilu sha'arachat. I absolutely refuse to consider in any way being mevatel my Malchut Shemayim, Kabbalah's Malchut Shemayim. So basically, he was telling them that even though it's a p'tur, but if somebody is able to nonetheless concentrate, and that person doesn't look like he's stuck up and so on, so he's allowed, and in his case, it's clear that he is able to do such a thing. And now, obviously, all of this is based, when we talk about Ad Mitzvah Shabbat, it's based on the Anhaga from Ketuvot that we saw, that a betula is niseit biyom revi. Therefore, what it's saying is that from the evening of Yom Revi'i, when he's getting married, until Motzei Shabbat. So this is a din in Tirda, the mitzvah. It says the Gemara, and it says here that including Leil Shabbat, he doesn't say Kriyat Shema. Now that implies that he's worried Leil Shabbat as well, but is it really okay to have intercourse with a betula where you're bound to cause bleeding? So is that all right to do on Shabbat? Rabbi Elazar ben Atignas, b'shem Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yannai. Zot omeret, you see from here, that if the chosen is potter even on Leil Shabbat, that it's mutter levo b'ilah b'tchila b'shabbat, because even though you're going to be causing a chabura, there doesn't seem to be any problem. Because if you're telling me that it's usher, so then there would be no problem of his worrying about his night, and he'd be able to read Kriyat Shema with Kavanah. Omer b'chagai, kamer Rabbi Yosef, not necessarily. Because maybe that part of the Mishnah, tipater Rabbi Almana, she'en ha'sechabur, maybe that is a reference to if he got married to an Almana, where there's no reason to believe that he's going to be causing any bleeding. And maybe that's why he's potter then, but maybe a betulandi would be also. Says Rabbi Yosef, how does that make sense? Omer alei, v'taninan, Arba Lailot. I mean, isn't that the whole Lashon here? What does Arba Lailot mean? That he got married on Revi? Itla Kameim Arba Lailot B'Almana? And Amon is Niseit B'Chamishi? In which case, it would be only 3 nights until Motzai Shabbat. So therefore, the whole language of Arba Lailot is there, Gufa, to tell you that the Heter is even B'Ilat B'Tulal El Shabbat. And apparently, for some reason, we're not worried about Asiyat Chabura. Yes, the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi. I found this troubling. I mean, Kashayta Kamei Rabbi Yosef. I asked him, why is everybody so worried about this? I mean, to bust betulim shouldn't be any different than busting open a barrel in order to eat. And we allow you to do that on Shabbos. So, ma bina levein shover tachavit lechol mimenu grogrot. Should it be any difference that you have to be medayik from the Mishnah and everybody's worried? What about the Melechet Soter over there? Apparently the point is that he's being Mekalkel. Since he's being Mekalkel, we didn't consider it to be a Melacha. Even though normally we would say that Mekalkel is not Mutter L'chatchila, but over here, since this is the way that you have to eat, so Memela, we didn't Aser it. So over here the same thing is true. If you're the only way that you're going to be able to penetrate this Betula is by, so to speak, being Mekalkel, why is it a finish? So Rabbi Yosef said, Amar Lehi, said, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, V'mor de Batra, and why don't you continue to read the Mishnah over there that talks about busting open a barrel? What does it say? It's only that you don't want to make a clean cut of it, because then you will be over on making the kli and makabah patish, whatever nyanim we have by keli. And therefore, Khan, where the Khatan certainly is interested in having this bitulah be available, so the Khan mitkavin la sot tabula, so he does want to turn her into a kli, so to speak, so it's kabish mitkavin la sot kli. And therefore, on the contrary, on the basis of the mission that you're bringing, that this is the equivalent of breaking a barrel, we would have thought on the contrary, that you're not allowed to have intercourse on Shabbos with a bitulah. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Atignas had to go and be medayik from our Mishnah that it's mutter. And indeed, we're going to need to figure out why it's mutter, not why we would have thought it was usser. Rav Yitzchok bar Rav Mesharsha was makshe. Ma beina, what difference is there between a bi'ila bitulah and between doing mefis mursa b'Shabbat? Over there, the halacha is if somebody has a blister, you're allowed to open the blister in order to allow the pus out. And even though the halacha is over there, even though if your kavana is, again, to make an opening, and you know you would put in a drain in there, then you would be chayav. But if the idea over here is that you just want to release the pus, and you don't mind whether it closes up afterwards, so then it would be mutter because of the refuah netzar that's involved, so we allowed you to do it even lechatchila. So then why isn't it mutter to tear these bitulim and to allow out the dam? And he too was asking, why do I need to be medayik in a mishnah? Omar Le and Rabbi Yossi told him exactly the same thing. And will you please finish? Morda Batram? Go ahead, keep reading. Keep reading. I love the way everybody's got their brilliant questions. And they don't read the rest. What does it say? Only on condition that you have no intention of keeping open drainage on this blister. Whereas over here, certainly the chosen does not want her to have once again betulim the next time he sleeps with her. So Khan, mikivan shumitkaven la sota be'ula, I would have thought just the opposite, that it's kamish shumitkaven la sot la pet. Therefore, according to the mission that you're bringing, if anything, it's a reason for us not to allow you to be boil be'ilat mitzvah. So therefore, you are going to have to explain to me not why I need to tell you that it's mutter, but why indeed it is an usur. Omanim korim l'rosh ha'ilan v'rosh ha'nidbach b'shem rishoyin la'asot ken b'tefilah keni b'tehita po'alim korim l'rosh ha'ilan omanim v'rosh ha'nidbach v'tonikhet mitpalalim v'rosh ha'zayet v'rosh ha'tina v'shar ha'po'alim mitpalalim v'shar kalaylanot yoredu mitpalel l'matan v'ba'al ha'bayit l'olam yoredu mitpalel l'matan. Lama Barosh Hazayit, Barosh HaTeina is different. Bava Rabbi Simon, Tavayu Amri Mipleshitu, Chutan Meruba. Tani, HaKataf, Ava Bishama Soi, Al Ketefo, Areze Korea Tshma. Ava Lo Yadchiyo, Lo Bisha'a Shu Porek, Lo Bisha'a Shu To'in, Bibnei She'ein, Libo Miyushav. Benkach Benkach, Al Yitpalel, Ad Shash Yifrok. Im Haya Alav Masri Shel Arba Kavim, Mutar. Omrib Yonatan Vahusha Shikel, Mausha Shikel, Train Chalkim Chori, Vachadla Kadmoy. Tony, Lo Yehimara Mezbe Enav Vikore. Tony, Apoalim Shayosi Melachayet Sabala Bayit, Ariel Lelum of Orchim Berachalishana, the Kolonik Shayushalayim Vishalaretz, the Chotmim Vishalaretz, Avima, you have seen Mosu, Bissudan alone, and not for additional pay, O Shayab Alabarit, O Chelimahem, Ariel of Orchim, all Arba Brachot. On Rabbi Manah zot omeret shasur la'asod melacha b'shat shivarech, because elochen ma'anan amrim yase melacha v'yivarech. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak b'shem Rav Chuna lo ya'amod adam v'yitpalel min madbea b'yado lefanav asur la'acharav mutar. Rabbi Yosef ayem tzoron v'tovtson b'yado ulemidat hadin. On Rabbi Yitzchak it says v'tzar ta kesev b'yadecha v'vad Rabbi Yossi Baravon, or Rav Hillel Chatanei came when it came to Shmira. Rav Chisti and Rav Yaakov Baracha, Avayatvin Bechadotar, Vayigon Yochab Rabiaku Baracha Pritin with him, and Ata Anta Nitzaluta, and he gave them over Sharta Miyavon Rukhiskia, who was Kata Putilaporte, and Shartan, and they all fell out. He was afraid that it was going to be his responsibility. Ravuna Omar, Kriyat Shema Batvila and Tzuchot Kavana, Omer Emona, put it a little differently. Kashay Tekameira Vipinchas, Afil Temar Kriyat Shema, and Tzuchot Kavana, Tvilayim and Tzuchot Kavana, Omer Biasi Kamaita, Kad Omar, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Iman Higiyucha, Asof Melechat Hamayim, are Enam Bechuvarim Dvar Torah, therefore don't require Shmira. Halacha Vav, Chatan Patur Mikriyat Shema Laila HaRishon Ad Motzei Shabbat Im Lo Asa Maaseh Maaseh Be'Rem Gamliel She Nasa Ve'Kara Laila HaRishon Amru Lo Tamidav Limadetenu Rabbeinu She'Chatan Patur Mikriyat Shema Amalam Me'eni Shomei Alechem Nevatel Mimeni Malchut Shamayim Afilu Sha'a Achad Rebbe Lozim Rebbe Tignes B'Shem Rebbe Liaz Ben Rebbe Yana Zot Emerit Shumutar Lavol Be'ilah Betchila Meshabbat Omri Bechaga, Kamor Rabbi Yosef, maybe Tipater Ba'almana, Shinose Chabura. Omalevo Ataninan Arba Leilot. Itlach Lamemar Ba'alelot Ba'almana. Omri Yaakov Arzavni, Hashayte Kamor Rabbi Yosef, Ma Beina, Levin Shoveret Achavit Lachol and Anagro Grot. Omar Le, why don't you Omar the Batrap? Bevachel Yitkaven Lasot Kli. כאן שמתכוון לעשות בעולה את שבי יוסף, אז מי שמתכוון לעשות תקולים, רבי יצרובה, רבי שערשי, מה בינה למפס מורסה בשבת? הוא אמר לה, אמור דה בטרה, בבת שלא התכוון לעשות פה, וכאן מתכוון, שהוא מתכוון לעשות הבעולה, אז כמי שמתכוון לעשות תקולים.